Our story today is called A Different Mommy from Pastor Ken Klaus. On a cold Chicago night, 4-year-old Barbara climbed onto her father's lap and asked, "Daddy, why isn't my mommy just like everybody else's mommy?" Bob May stole a glance across the shabby 2-room apartment. On the couch lay his wife Evelyn, racked with cancer. For 2 years she'd been bedridden, and all Bob's income had gone to paying for her treatment. How do you explain cancer, poverty, and differences to a child? A copywriter for Montgomery Ward, Bob was deep in debt and depressed. Even so, that night he held his daughter near. Then before he began, Bob prayed and he asked God to give him the words to answer his little girl's question. God gave Bob those words, and this is how they came. Once upon a time, there was a reindeer named Rudolph, the only reindeer in the world that had a big red nose. Naturally, people called him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. As Bob went on, he tried to share with little Barbara the knowledge that even though some people and things are different, God has a purpose for them. Bob's story continued. Rudolph and his family were embarrassed by his condition, and others laughed at him. Even so, the time came when Rudolph was called upon to be the point reindeer for Santa's sleigh. And so it happened, Rudolph became the most famous and beloved of all the reindeer. When Bob was finished, his daughter laughed. Every night, Barbara asked for the story to be retold, and every night, the father repeated his tale of Rudolph. Eventually, Bob's wife passed away, and once again, Bob turned to God for help. Sitting at his desk in his lonely apartment, he worked on Rudolph. Through his tears, he worked at making the story into a poem and a Christmas gift for his daughter. Barbara so loved that story, and so did the folks at Montgomery Ward. In 1938, Bob was asked to an employee's Christmas party. He took his poem and read it, and the rest, as they say, is history. From 1 Peter 5:7, we're encouraged, "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.